Now, indirectly today, the bushfires claimed another life. The pilot of a waterbombing aircraft died when his plane crashed near Ulladulla in the state's south. As the fires continue to pose a threat in the Blue Mountains, the Australian Defence Force has begun explaining itself for the circumstances that led it to accidentally starting one of the worst outbreaks. Tom Nightingale reports.
Until now, only one person has died in the bushfires across New South Wales. But as winds picked up and fires flared again, a plane crashed while waterbombing a fire, killing the pilot. The Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons.
As I understand it, he's a 43-year-old man. He's a husband with young children. And we are all acutely aware that there's a family suffering tonight or today because their dad hasn't come home.
Firefighting colleagues were quickly at the scene to deal with a small fire that was sparked by the crash.
His fellow colleagues operating other aircraft in the air went to work straight away with a view to try and bring that fire under control, and they're continuing to work right now in dealing with that fire in and around the crash scene. It's hurt the RFS family, it's hurt the firefighting community, and I know it's hurt the community that everyone was trying to work to protect.
The plane crashed in rugged bushland inland of Ulladulla on the south coast. Local police superintendent Joe Cassar says the winds have made it too difficult to retrieve the body.
At the moment, we are continuing to try to get the helicopters in there, but where we find ourselves at the moment is it is far too dangerous to send any personnel down there to retrieve the pilot.
As the wind gusts increased this afternoon, bushfires were blown towards houses again in the Blue Mountains. For days, fire crews have held a fire to one side of a strategic road. Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.
Right now, the fire has crossed the Bells line of road and has burnt northward towards the townships, or is burning northwards towards the townships of Mount Wilson and along the Bells line of road, potentially towards the communities of Toma and Barambing, west of Bilpin.
Firefighters say the winds are gusting up to 80 kilometres an hour.
It's extremely windy up across the mountain range to the point that the air cranes, the very large helicopters, are the only ones operating in the strong winds. All the other aircraft are grounded.
Among the fires still raging is one in the west of the mountains known as the State Mine Fire. It's the biggest fire in the state. It's burnt 49,000 hectares and has destroyed three houses. This afternoon, the Defence Department admitted that blaze began at its Merangaroo Army Range. The Acting Chief of the Defence Force, Air Marshal Mark Binskin, apologised and accepted responsibility. He also explained why the Army was working with explosives in last week's weather conditions.
It was about 23 degrees, light winds at the time they made the decision to do it. The fire scale was on the lower end of the scale and there wasn't a fire ban. Personal safety always comes first, both for the RFS firefighters in this case and our own personnel. It was considered too dangerous to go onto the particular site where the fire had started to burn, so they waited till it cleared that area and then started to fight it.
The ABC's World Today program revealed this afternoon that bushfires near Townsville and Port Augusta were also linked with defence activities in the past 3 months. Air Marshal Binskin agrees some things may need to change.
And the purpose of our inquiry is to fully determine the facts which may identify any lessons to be learnt for us and applied to practices and procedures not only at Merangaroo in the future, but possibly at other training areas around Australia.
That's the Acting Chief of the Defence Force, Air Marshal Mark Binskin, ending Tom Nightingale's report.